Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? What's been annoying me yesterday? What's been annoying me last week? And what seems to be interminably annoying for weeks? Of course you do. Under lucky stars. Yes, here we are again, twirling round to the sickening love fest that is Valentine's Day, when unless you're in the process of being involved in a mafia massacre, you're probably being strong-armed by your peers to spend way too much trying to find a table in a restaurant to stare at a woman who's appalled by your idiotic expenditure of money, when you could both have a much nicer meal in a place not entirely covered in pink hearts next week. As you'll be becoming aware, and as you probably assumed anyway, I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day, especially not the way it feels so socially forced. But there are worse, very precise things, as there always are, I find. There's a book I've seen advertised before, which is titled This Is Why I Love You, into which you can put platitudes and pictures you've nicked from an album that you probably got from your other half anyway. And besides, if you can put the reason you love someone into a 32-page photo album filled with platitudes, you probably don't, I reckon. Because as Tim Minchin eloquently argues in his thesis, If I Didn't Have You, I'd Probably Have Somebody Else, yeah, which is definitely worth a listen, especially in earshot of your special someone, love, if it's anything, is the shared experience built on years together. In summary, my romantic credentials may be exactly what you'd expect of an old curmudgeon. But the fluffiness of it all gets to me sometimes, with the commercial desperation as you have to prove your love in some way, despite that the fact that no romantic poet ever came out with, oh, make sure you take her for an overpriced meal, or buy her some overpriced tat, because that makes it totally, absolutely real, and I'm 100% sure about that. That's not bad, actually. Anyway, instead, have a meal in if you want something nice. That's fine. I won't hate you. She won't hate you. You won't hate yourself. Push the boat out and cook something really disastrous so you have a shared experience to treasure and laugh about for years to come. Right, that's enough digression. Brace yourselves. We're going in. Under lucky stars. You can buy, online, a framed picture of the starry skies above where you met. Yes, I'm serious. Yes, this is real. And depressingly enough, sufficient numbers of you, presumably, are such total idiots that these people probably make money. First, how many of you actually remember when you first met? I mean, the exact day. And presumably, if the stars are in a fixed position, the exact time, too. Most people kind of drift into knowing each other, maybe having bumped into each other once or twice, and besides, is that moment really the time that's most important to you? Surely there's also when you first spoke, or first kissed, or first had a flutter of the heart, or first found yourself stumbling over words, or first narrowed your eyes slightly as the two of you shared a meaningful look. What I'm saying is there are so many points which lead to a relationship, not just one moment before and one after, where one second you were strangers, bumped into each other, and next you're married. Unless it's the Moonies, of course, if you remember them. But even ignoring that, would you even know how to check? And would you check? They could print out random dots and most people wouldn't know. They could print out something with three dots here and you'd say, oh, that's Orion, in a knowing way. Stare at the rest and that's probably the last time you'd ever look at it. In the advert, the poor sap receiving this gift, I'm using air quotes there because it's rubbish, not a gift, is so excited she leaps up and can't believe her eyes. Well, I'm assuming she can't believe you'd have been suckered into this idiocy. Relationships aren't one moment. The stars are neither lucky nor unlucky, but enormous great balls of fusion death, albeit some of the dead ones gave us the elements inside us, so thanks to the dead stars for that. Valentine's Day isn't a thing, whatever the rest of you say. Love isn't a single moment. Gifts don't define relationships. And adverts telling us what to do to make someone feel special are utterly, utterly, utterly annoying.